Please repeat after me. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Imam prasuttam sanjivayatya kilashakti darasvadanna anyam sahasta charana Translation. Dhruva Maharaj says, my dear Lord, you are all powerful. After entering within me, you have enlivened all my sleeping senses. My hands, legs, ears, touch sensation, life force, and especially my power of speech. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. This verse was spoken by Dhruva Maharaj after Lord Krishna had entered into his heart. Today I will speak about the temple of the heart and how to receive Krishna there. I'm speaking today about this subject matter because our temple is nearing completion. I think all of us who are coming to our Radha Gopinath temple and seeing the beautiful constructions in pink, in light pink sandstone, are feeling they enter the Vrindavan temple. The temple construction, which is going on so nicely, should inspire all of us to start our own temple, the temple of our heart. All of you in this lecture will be requested to become construction workers in your own heart, the temple of your heart, so that we can actually benefit from our temple construction. If it's just an outside beautiful place here, but the devotees who come here are not able to receive Krishna in their hearts because they have neglected this most important construction site, then not so much spiritual advancement will be possible. So to enter this subject matter, the temple of the heart, we will learn from Dhruva Maharaj, in whose heart the Supreme Lord appeared. Please listen to the Bhagavad with great interest and free from all exhaustion and tiredness which a day in Mumbai usually brings into our lives. Dhruva Maharaj could understand very easily the difference between his condition before and after attaining spiritual realization and seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. He could understand that his life force and activities had been sleeping. Unless one comes to the spiritual platform, his bodily limbs, mind, and other facilities within the body are understood to be sleeping. Unless one is spiritually situated, all his activities are taken as a dead man's activity or ghostly activity. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has composed a song in which he addresses himself. O living entity, get up! How long shall you sleep on the lap of Maya? Now you have the opportunity of possessing a human form of body. Now try to get up and realize yourself. The Vedas also declare, get up, get up. You have the opportunity, the boon of the human form of life. Now realize yourself. These are the Vedic injunctions. Dhruva Maharaj actually experienced that upon enlightenment of his senses on the spiritual platform, he could understand the essence of Vedic instruction, that the Supreme Godhead is the Supreme Person. He is not impersonal. Dhruva Maharaj could immediately understand this fact. He was aware that for a very long time he was practically sleeping, and he felt the impetus to glorify the Lord according to the Vedic conclusion. A mundane person cannot offer any prayer or glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he has no realization of the Vedic conclusion. When Dhruva Maharaj therefore found this difference within himself, he could immediately understand that it was because of the causeless mercy of the Lord. He offered obeisances to the Lord with great respect and reverence, completely understanding that the Lord's favor was upon him. The spiritual enlightenment of Dhruva Maharaj's senses and mind was due to the action of the internal potency of the Lord. In this verse, therefore, the word Svadhamna means by spiritual energy. Spiritual enlightenment is possible by the mercy of the spiritual energy of the Lord. The chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is first addressed to the spiritual energy of the Lord. Hare! This spiritual energy acts when a living entity fully surrenders and accepts his position as an eternal servitor. When a person places himself at the disposal or order of the Supreme Lord, that is called Sivan Mukhe. At the time, the spiritual energy gradually reveals the Lord to him. Without revelation by the spiritual energy, one is unable to offer prayers glorifying the Lord. Any amount of philosophical speculation or poetic expression by mundane persons is still considered to be the action and reaction on the material energy. When one is actually enlightened by the spiritual energy, all his senses become purified, and he engages only in the service of the Lord. At that time, his hands, legs, ears, tongue, mind, genitals, everything engaged in the service of the Lord. Such an enlightened devotee no longer has any material activities, nor has he any interest to be materially engaged. This process of purifying the senses and engaging them in the service of the Lord is known as bhakti or devotional service. In the beginning, the senses are engaged by the direction of the spiritual master and shastra. And after realization, when the same senses are purified, the engagement continues. The difference is that in the beginning the senses are engaged in a mechanical way, but after realization they are engaged in spiritual understanding. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Jaya Bhutale Srimate Bhagavate Gita Swami. Here we find actually a great body, Dhruva Maharaj, who is describing what hopefully will happen one day to all of us. And that is that Lord Krishna will enter again into our heart and take his place there. You will only be satisfied in your Krishna consciousness when you feel that Lord Krishna is entering your life. And I want to tell you, Lord Krishna should not enter your life only when you are a young devotee, but Lord Krishna should repeatedly enter and stay in your heart, even when you are an old devotee. Hare Krishna. We should feel the presence of Lord Krishna always. This is Krishna consciousness. So let us discuss this evening about this very important point. How to move the heart of the Lord so that he can come or will come in our own heart. First of all, Lord Krishna will appear in the sanctified heart of a devotee, the purified heart of a devotee. When the heart is always full of anxieties about earning money, marriage problems, problem. Then very difficult to think of Lord Krishna. Or when the heart is occupied by strong material desire, I must get this new Tata Sumo pass. I must get an apartment at the seaside overlooking the Arabic Sea. Or I have not seen this new fantastic movie with this unfortunate wrestler who is the main actor in Mumbai at the moment. You see him everywhere in every poster or television and so on. No? I do not know his name, nor do I want to know his name. He looks so simple and unpleasing to the senses. So the heart must become pure. We could see in Vrindavan every morning the simple people come and sweep the streets. I think this is also done in Mumbai in the morning. The streets are swept. In the same way, my dear devotees, if you want to receive Krishna in your heart, you have to sweep in the morning your heart. Each morning, before you go into work or so on, you must properly sweep the heart. Very important so that Krishna will actually come. How do we sweep the heart? Chetudartha Namajanam Mahadavagni Nivahanam. By the chanting of the holy name, the marrow of the heart is swept and cleansed. Your heart is like a mirror in one way and not like a mirror in another way. It is like a mirror because everything which you see throughout your life is reflected in the heart. It's not like a mirror because it stays in your heart. In a mirror, the images don't stay. They leave the mirror as soon as the object is gone. Correct? If I look into this mirror, my face is in the mirror. But as soon as I don't look, my face is not in the mirror. See? not here. It was here just a minute ago, but now it is not here. Our mind, unfortunately, keeps all the impressions of your childhood, of your quarrels with your wife at home, of your difficult situation in the business. Everything stays in the mirror of the heart, and you need to clean it every morning if you want to make place for Lord Krishna. Imagine you invite someone in your heart, in your home, but your home is full with all types of furniture. Sofas, not one, three, many chairs, many tables, many furniture. And the guest cannot sit down and not lay down. It's so full with furniture. For those of us whose heart is so full with the unwanted furniture of material thoughts, can never offer the heart as a proper place for Krishna to sit in. Have you made experience of this? No? Yes? Sometimes? Or I'm too shy to comment? I can see you are not used to my style of lecturing, so yours. Right, what is this man saying here? Is this discussion relevant for you? Have you noticed when your heart is so full, no Krishna is there? No, you have not realized. Yes? Yes. When our heart is so full with so many, especially material plans and desires, Krishna cannot enter into this heart. This is not possible. Krishna only can will appear in a heart which is sanctified. I have an interesting question for you. It's a question which, when I heard it first, I couldn't answer it. Whose prayer does Krishna hear? It's an interesting question, isn't it? Madhurya Leela. Whose prayer does Krishna hear? Is my question clear, first of all? You know, of which person's prayer does Krishna hear? Only if a person has the desire to see Krishna, then Krishna hears his, no other desire, then Krishna hears his prayer. Other question. The person who serves Krishna's devotees, that person's prayer, Krishna hears. Someone said that. What are the others? Bettina.
One
who follows the 6 points of Sharanagati. Now, Bettina is a student of the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, and she has already passed one high examination. But Bettina, we are not students of the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education. We are very simple people. Please tell us, what are the 6 points of Sharanagati? One who sees Krishna as maintainer in his life.
The protector.
As a protector.
One who possesses humility.
One who possesses humility.
And accepts everything what is favorable.
One who accepts everything which is favorable for the service of the Lord.
And what is unfavorable.
One who puts the unfavorable things which do not help Krishna consciousness aside.
And
one who fully surrenders to the Lord. Thank you for enlightening us with your knowledge of of the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education. A person who possesses these qualities, he is heard by Krishna. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Krishna, we can reduce this, appears only to the person whose surrender to him is complete. And I want to tell you a little story, which happens to be one of my favorite stories. Once Draupadi came to Lord Krishna, it was just after her maybe most painful experience. You know, she had been put as a stake in a gambling match and was lost, and the other side, the Kauravas, who won her, decided to totally humiliate the Pandavas and her by stripping her naked in the public assembly. This is something very terrible. Let us not even imagine it too much, because we will not be able to sleep the whole night. It is something which makes one really cry. So Draupadi was brought in. She was in her days, her womanly days, where women are especially sensitive to the environment. And then she was just the strongest man of the assembly, Dushasan, came and took down her cloth. It was the most traumatic experience for the noble princess, who was born out of the pure flame of the sacrificial fire. So she cried and cried, and at the end, after really almost all her cloth was gone, and she was there in her naked beauty, then finally, at the very last minute, 30 seconds before 12 o'clock, Lord Krishna appeared and supplied the sari to her, which covered her completely. We all know about this lila, isn't it? No need to tell the details. Now, after this had happened, Draupadi came to visit for Krishna. She only had one question. She said, the tears in her eyes, Krishna, why did you take so long? You could have come in the beginning when they started to strip me. But why did you take so long? This was a deep question. A good question to ask the Lord, isn't it? He wanted to help. I mean, was he brought up in some other business at that time? Not possible. Or did he miss the Bombay subway and came one train too late? Or maybe his driver G was still eating chapatis and was not available to drive him there on his golden chariot? Not possible. Krishna is present everywhere. He can appear in a second from everywhere. So why did you take so long? I can't understand this. Krishna said, listen very carefully, O Draupadi. At first you called out my name, O Krishna! But you took shelter in Arjuna and Bhima. Arjuna and Bhima! Can't you see what is happening with your wife? They're violating my chastity right before your eyes. Do something. You hoped that Arjuna and Bhima would kill Duryodhana. I thought at that time, well, I'm not really called. Why should I come? She doesn't call for me. Correct. Well, said Draupadi, but after that you could have come. Then Arjuna and Bhima turned the faces the other side. Krishna said, after that you took shelter in Drona, the teacher of both the Kauravas and Pandavas. And you said, Drona, you are a Brahmana, how can you tolerate this? Correct. I wasn't called. Let those who are called, they should have. By now, Draupadi understood what was in Krishna's mind, and she didn't argue any longer. Krishna said, after that you took shelter of Bhishma, the powerful warrior, and most respected grandfather. Then the eco dad, you went to Dhritarashtra, the blind king, and then to all the other kings. And finally, you tried to protect yourself by holding your sari with two hands. Well, she seems to be very strong. She thinks she can fight Duryodhana. Why should I come? Then you threw one of your hands up, but with the other hand, you hold the sari.
Let her do.
She is believing in her own strength. Good. Only when you raise both of your hands and call to me, hey Krishna! No, you don't want to come. She wants me. My dear devotees, Krishna appears in your heart like our devotee has said, when you have the desire for Krishna. Anya vilashita shunya. Other desires are over. You want Krishna. And in this process, there is no deceiving. Krishna knows your heart. You can call out, hey Govinda, hey Krishna, because that's what everyone does in the Radha Govinda temple, and you don't want to look different. But you must, it must come from the heart. I want to read to you something about the qualities of Lord Krishna to let you know how he feels about those who call to him. Lord Krishna says in the Mahabharata, remembering when he was away from Draupadi and she cried out at him in this difficult period. Lord Krishna remembers this. When I was away from Draupadi, she cried with the words, hey Govinda!
Hey Govinda!
Yes, thank you. This call for me has put me in her debt, Krishna feels. And indebtedness. No? And now look what type of indebtedness is this. This is not aesthetic feeling. It seems to be very ecstatic because he said, and that indebtedness is gradually increasing in my heart. In other words, Krishna thinks about this, how she called after him, and he always feels wow, I have to do something. This is such a wonderful devotee. I heard Amaduya Lila, and she was operated. As she came out of the operation theater, she was also calling for Krishna. I heard the fun, the wonderful devotee we have in our midst. We feel extremely honored. So this statement by Krishna gives evidence of how one can please the Lord simply by addressing him, "Hey Krishna!
Hey Krishna!
Hey Govinda!
Hey Govinda!
Hey Govinda! Hey Gopal! Keshava Madhava Dinadaya! Maybe we don't go, hey Govinda, hey, but maybe we go, hey
Sumo.
Rupees or American dollars is also not bad. Hey, my dear wife. Hey, my dear insurance company. Not hey, Govinda, hey, Govinda. Maybe the case. Each one of you. Study your heart. Don't be afraid. You might see a surprise. You're not as pure-hearted as you would like to be. Hare Krishna. Krishna, he said, I do not appear when Charanagati is incomplete. Only when you raise both of your hands and call to me. Hare
Krishna!
Chanting, I really think I'm the only unsurrendered person in this hall. Great pain in my heart about this fact. You must know, Krishna cannot be attained by anything less than this full surrender. There's a verse in the Katha Upanishad which I would like to bring to your attention this evening. It's a very beautiful verse which tells us that not by our endeavors can we reach Krishna, but by His mercy. Would you like to hear this verse?
Yes.
It is really interesting. It's really nice. Should I read it in Sanskrit to you so that you get the feeling first and then in English?
This verse? Yes.
Nāyam ātmā pravacanena labhyo namedayāna bahunā śrutena yam vivaiśa vinute tena labhyās tasya iśa ātmā vivinute tadum svam. God cannot be attained and realized by delivering lectures. God cannot be attained by intellect or by great erudition. Erudition is like scholarship. The Supreme will reveal His own eternal form only to a surrendered soul. This is what attracts him. Not your scholarship. Even, you know, I may get so many lectures, but this also does not attract the Lord if there is no surrender on the part of the lecturer. Krishna responds to the amount of surrender. He talks about this in the Gita. Ye yatamam prapadyante tam satayva ajamyamam
tam satayva ajamyamam
mama eva emam evanubhasate
mama evanubhasate
manushya bhatra sarvasha
manushya bhatra sarvasha.
He says, in the degree someone surrenders to me, I reveal myself. Now here Krishna is not wanting to praise himself, so that means he says, in the degree someone surrenders to me. The actual fact is, Krishna gives much more than our surrender. It is that if we are making only one step to Krishna, He comes 100 steps in our direction. It's not a proportional degree. One step, I go to Krishna, and He comes one step to me. No, no, no. then we would have no chance because our steps are very small. Our legs are a little bit weak when it comes to going in the spiritual direction. We are very strong when it comes to going into the material direction. We have well-built legs for that development. But spiritually, we are little in the beginning. So, Krishna doesn't come with a proportionate degree. He comes more. When you do one step, he comes 100%. Don't we have all experience of this? When we do just a little bit, well, when we meet a wonderful devotee, he does something. If we only step a little bit out of our well-established and heavily guarded comfort zone and do something special for Krishna, then it's very, it comes so much forward. So, yes, if the devotee begins to really surrender to him, then the Lord comes to him. And an example is Dhruva Maharaj. Do you remember Dhruva Maharaj? I think most of us remember. The mother told him that only God could help him in this specific predicament. He was dethroned, actually, and disinherited, so he felt very bad indeed. But his mother said, I'm unfairly dealt with, I am also entitled to come on the throne of my father, but he has just rejected me. What to do? Mother said, only God can help. What did Dhruva do? He went to the forest and called for God. And at that time, Narada Muni came to him, you remember, and he said, Dhruva ji, go home. This is too austere, the forest. But he said, I have no interest in home. I have interest in God. I want to see him. Can you help me? If not, please you go home. Very determined. He only had one desire. Yes. We know how Narada Muni initiated Dhruva Maharaj in a very powerful practice to get the Supreme Lord, is to chant mantra and worship the deity. And yes, he came. Krishna came at the end, and as we have learned today, he entered Dhruva Maharaj's senses, that he became totally enlightened. He said, my hands are alive, my legs, ears, touch, sensation, life force, and immediately, especially my sense of speech. Someone who is enlightened in Krishna consciousness, he wants to talk about Krishna. He wants to chant his glories. Like Haridas, Thakur was so enlightened after he chanted the whole day and the whole night and the sun was rising, he was thinking, oh no, I haven't even started to chant and already the sun is rising. What a strange astronomical phenomena is taking place here. This mean face. He was alive. Krishna had appeared to him. So, I want to tell you at the end a modern example which I have from God, brother. How Krishna comes when you call out to him and you really have nothing else on your mind. I have told this story already in Europe, but it happened in India, in Punjab, where once a lady was traveling alone. Well, I hope you don't have ladies who are now getting afraid because they have to travel alone through Mumbai. If you are afraid, listen very keenly, because this will help to solve your anxiety. This lady was invited to come to a marriage party in the next village, which was about 9 kilometers from her home village, and She traveled in the when the dusk was setting in. Do you know dusk? How do you say it properly? It's when the sun sets and it gets dark. And she was with a rickshawala. Rickshawala was driving. All of a sudden, he drove away from the road into the open fields. The lady said, "Please, this is not the fastest way." "No, no, it's the fastest way. Fastest way. I know." "Please, lady, stay on the road. I know. This is the fastest way on the road." He looked around and gave her just a glass. And immediately the lady knew what he was about to do. She was decorated in a golden dress. And the golden dress, golden fineries, golden ornaments. It was clear he would jump onto her, and after satisfying his animalistic tendencies, he would kill her and take all her gold away. This is feminine in life, not like in the world today. So the lady jumped from the rickshaw, calling out, "Hey Govinda! Hey Gopal!" and ran for her life. To increase the drama of the story, we will leave the lady now for a moment, and we will hear what happened next morning in that village. The villagers went out early in the morning to answer nature's call next to the road. You know, religious resistance. So they went. All of a sudden, they heard from a well, those who went far, they did a little digestive walks. Anyways, we don't need to go into detail here. And they went a little far, and they heard from inside the well someone calling at the top of the voice, "Hey Govinda! Hey Gopal!" So they went to the bell, saw in the bell a lady sitting with all her golden ornaments. And a big snake was circling, swimming around her. Imagine the scene. Then they looked a little, and they saw a rickshaw, deserted rickshaw, and maybe 30 meters away from the rickshaw, the rickshawala with foam in his mouth, he had died. And they looked at the leg and they saw two bite marks. "Who of you is a deity?" "Damoda, did he? He is a deity. Sachidevi's son is a deity." Can you understand from this description what happened? Is it clear that this animalistic man jumped from the rickshaw to overwhelm the poor lady? But then a snake came, bit him, and he died. And the lady ran and jumped into the well to get some protection from the animalistic man. And the snake cave also followed her at the well and protected her. Divine snake sent by Lord Krishna. Wonderful, isn't it? So then the villagers who had made this extraordinary long walk that morning, when they looked down, they saw the snake, looked up, and came up. But the snake just looked at them and then disappeared into the field. He had done his duty. And then they helped the lady out of the bell, and she was trembling and, "Hey, Govinda, hey, Gopal." It's a wonderful example. This lady may not be may not have been as advanced as some of you. I do not know her level of advancement, but what I know is at the time of chanting, she was not spacing out. And what is spacing out in good English is she was not absent-minded. She was really calling. And because she did so, Lord Krishna came through the snake to help her, or sent the snake, whatever. My dear devotee, this calling out for Krishna in a mood of surrender is so important. If you want your life to change tomorrow, you have to chant like this here. In the verses of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is a shloka which I like very much, and I want to present the shloka to you for your own enlightenment. The shloka goes, describes how we should chant for Krishna. Ayi nanta tanuya kinkara patitam mam vishame bhavanguro kripaya tavapala pankaja stitinduru sadisham vichintaya. My dear Lord, I am only your servant. Somehow or other, very difficult for me to know now, I have fallen into this material ocean. Please, now, be causelessly merciful to me and take me back to the shelter of your lotus feet. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Huh? Isn't it so wonderful? Isn't it? Feel so deep. Please, I have somehow left you. This was a great mistake. A great mistake with serious consequences. Now, somehow be cautiously merciful. Don't look for my qualifications. They are not very impressive. But you can look how fallen I am. This is very impressive. please, now, talk. It's enough. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, is this your judgment, Gopiya? Then you think I must turn away from you now? I should be always away from you? Please, know me as your servant. Imperfect, but your servant. And please, rescue me. This is how your spiritual life will make so much advancement in a small time. This is how everything will happen very jolly. Jolly means fast. What do you think? Does it make sense? Who of you is the mother or father?
Children. Who have children? Good number.
Do you know from your children when they are small and when they call for the mother, they play around, they call, I don't know how we say in India, Papa or Tata? Tata we say. Tata so called. How do we say? Papa. We say Papa. And Mama. Huh? You're shy to say?
Mama.
Mama, like Johnny. Papa means sin and Mama means mine. This is the first word which we say when we grow up. Papa, sin. Papa. And Mama means mine. We should introduce better words for the children, more enlightened words. Anyway, You know, they played in the ball. Papa, Mama, you know. The play, I have very important things to do. They played with the toys, and soon they start to become totally absorbed in the toys and forget the glamour calling after you. But there's a time which every papa and mama knows. And the child will be like, Mommy! Yes, yes, I'm just now coming in. And the mama, oh, Papa, I just need you. So Krishna has given us the world as a toy. We play around too much with the toys, my dear devotees. Even we're engaged. Only we drop the toys and we just call at the top of our lungs. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhau, Bhaktana Mahayankara. The whole Bhagavatam the first time Krishna comes in the pages of the Bhagavatam, before that, is this prayer. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhau, O Krishna, O Krishna, O strong one, Bhaktana Mahayankara, you destroy the fears of your devotees. Because he's so strong, he can take care of all the problems. Tvameka Dayamana Yadnanam, you are the only one who is full of Daya, mercy. Please come rescue me from my danger. Can you call like this? Like Arjuna called in the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam? Oh, Krishna. Very good. So with this encouragement, I want to leave you to your own thoughts. You must now think about it. What will you change in your life after hearing this lecture? How will you apply it? Will you continue the old ways and then an old devotee? You will cry, Krishna, why did it take so long? Some bus problem or train station problem. No, this should not happen. You should feel fulfilled, enlivened in your Krishna consciousness. This temple is so wonderful. We have so many wonderful devotees who, when they are operated, call out Krishna. That's the first thing they have in their minds. We have such wonderful. From next Sunday onwards, we can even enter the temple room again. Yes. Finish. Please all come. Next Sunday, we will be not in this hall, which is also nice, but not as much. I mean, when we are in the temple of Radha Gopinath, there's Darshan, the deities, it's far superior, I feel. So, for next Sunday, we can all come there. Sit there, chant, pray. Please take this seriously. Don't become a frustrated person. Let Krishna be in our life. So I have many more things to say how Krishna can appear. But I want to come to an end here. Because some of you must disappear from this hall
to do many things. But please, I do not know all of you, but I'm just saying from my heart, please do not doubt this. Krishna can.